Today's script is Turning My Coworker Into My Fuck Pet by Daiboku Grace. Hey, you. You've been hard to get hold of. If I didn't know any better, I'd say you're avoiding me. Brainwashing you? Who? Me? I think I might know what you're referring to. Tell me, have you been thinking of me as you touch yourself? Have you been fantasizing about the way I would tell you to look deeply into my eyes, put you into a trance, and reprogram your mind? About how good it would feel to obey my every command. No need to answer that. It's written all over your face. You would be pretty brainwashed by now if you've been doing that for days on end. You have, haven't you? Well, I'm flattered and all, but how exactly is any of it my fault? I mean, all I ever did was to show you how good it feels to submit to me. How good it feels to let me hypnotize you. To surrender your will to me and let me take control. I can't help it if that's what you really want, deep down inside. And you can't blame me for what gets you off. So I'm making you do it, am I? And how exactly would that work? I suppose I planted some suggestions in your mind when I put you under? That I told you to masturbate while thinking of my impossible eyes? That you want me to hypnotize you? That submitting to me turns you on? And I guess you don't actually remember that because I erased the memory from your mind. That would have been quite clever of me. Do you think I'm just waiting for the right opportunity to hypnotize you again? To reinforce the programming that I put into your mind? Is that why you're always walking out of the room whenever I come in? Making sure that you are never alone with me. You slipped up, though. You're alone with me now, and there's nowhere to run. I do have to say, it's been so much fun seeing you trying to avoid me. Trying to find all kinds of bogus excuses to stay as far away from me as you could. Seeing you get all flustered when people asked if you were doing okay. Because it's not like you could actually tell anyone what was going on. Who would believe you? What would you even tell them? She's slowly brainwashing me into becoming her obedient pet. Help! I'm constantly stroking myself to the thought of her controlling my mind, and I just can't stop. She hypnotized me, and it's taking every ounce of my willpower not to beg her to do it again. There's no need to beg, honey. You don't even have to ask. I will give you what you need. Come here. Look into my eyes. Backing away from me? Oh, but there's no need for that. I'm only going to make all of your fantasies come true. You know you want this. Where are you going? Playing hard to get, huh? You're only delaying the inevitable. Honestly, I love that you're struggling like this. It will make it taste all the sweeter when you finally submit. That makes me feel so very powerful. Like a predator stalking my prey. Yes. I love it when you try to get away from me. It makes me want to pounce. Shackle your will and put a leash around your mind. You really do bring out the best in me. Nowhere left to go. Your back's against the wall. Did you want me to pin you against it? Is that why you kept backing away from me? Did you want to feel my perky breasts poking your chest as I push you back? Naughty, naughty. Why don't you meet my eyes? Are you afraid I'm going to hypnotize you again? I am. And there's nothing you can do to stop me. But not just yet. There's no rush. Not when you've been doing such a good job training yourself already. Come on. Just look at me. Don't be so stubborn. I just want to have a little chat before I start tinkering with your mind again. But if you keep so rudely looking away from me, I'll just put the whammy on you right now. Last chance. Oh, good boy. I knew you'd do the right thing. See? You can look me in the eyes without immediately falling into a trance. I don't have to hypnotize you. Yet. I can restrain myself. Maybe if you could do the same, you wouldn't be so hopelessly brainwashed right now. Oh my God, you're trembling. I didn't realize you were so afraid of me. I've been meaning to check up on you for days. You're so good at avoiding me, though. I'm sorry, all right? I'll fix you right now. Just keep looking deeply into my eyes, and I will make all of your worries go away. Just relax. And let me take over. Don't? You really don't want me to do this, do you? I don't understand. I know the idea of me taking control of your mind excites you. That you want to give me your will almost as much as I want to take it. And I know you're terrified right now. But I can also feel your cock poking me. I can feel it throb. Even now, some part of you is excited. I know that deep down, you want to be owned. That you feel the urge to be completely, utterly, entirely under my control. Body, mind, and soul. Even before I started playing around with your mind. Just imagine what it would be like to be my brainwashed pet. The rest of the world wouldn't know. They would see us together and they would have no idea. They wouldn't suspect that you are completely in my thrall. It would be a shared little secret. Just between the two of us. I wouldn't know that I could say a word, snap my fingers, and your eyes would glaze over. You would listen, and you would do anything I say. I could tell you the sky is green, and you would believe it with every fiber of your being. For a while, at least. Doesn't it sound absolutely wonderful to be so deeply under my control? Maybe you already are, and you just don't realize it yet. Tell me the idea doesn't excite you. I know my panties are getting soaked, and I can feel your cock twitching. We both know you want it. So, just accept that it's happening. Stop trying to fight it, all right? Or don't you trust me with your mind? Ah, I see. Sweetie, it's me. You know me. Okay, maybe we don't know each other very well yet, but you know what kind of person I am. You know I'd never do anything to hurt you. You can trust me. Please, believe me. You will like being under my control. I'm not actually planning to force you to do anything you don't want to. Well, all right, I totally am going to make you do all kinds of things. But little things, sexy things, like making you bring me coffee without knowing why you're doing it. Nothing serious. Nothing that would cause you harm in any way. It's not just about actually using the control I have over you. It's knowing that I could make you do anything that gets me all wet. I like you. Really like you. And I know you like me too. I promise I will never do anything to hurt you. But if you didn't want me to hypnotize and brainwash you, well, you should have asked me out. This is what happens when you make me chase after you. Feeling better? Yeah? My good boy. Shh. There, there. It's all right. I'm going to hypnotize you again soon. I know how much you've been looking forward to that. You'll never think something I don't want you to think ever again. You'll never have any doubts about me ever again. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I love that I'm able to do this with you, you know? That we can both have fun. That you want to submit, and I want to control your mind. It's a match made in heaven. I'm still pinning you to the wall. Sorry about that. Although, since I'm already so close to you, kiss me. Oh no. I'm not forcing you to do anything, honey. As if I'd need to force you to kiss me. No, it'll be obvious when I'm making you do something. Well, not that you'd necessarily be aware of it. I mean, if I dropped you in a trance, you wouldn't be aware of much of anything. You would just be watching yourself obey from far away, as if in a dream. Does it feel like that now? I guess it does feel a little bit like you're dreaming, huh? This is real, honey. You're not in a trance. You should know very well what that feels like by now. But I can also make you do my bidding while you realize exactly what's going on. I planted a few things in your subconscious while I had you deeply hypnotized. And you've done such a good job conditioning yourself to obey my little brainwashed pet. You've done such a good job of reinforcing my control. Your mind already belongs to me. It wants to obey my orders. I only have to make you understand when I'm giving you a command. Like when I use the words pretty please to ask for something. Whenever I use the words pretty please, I would like you to obey. It's really an order. You understand, right? Look deeply into my eyes and tell me you understand. Good boy. Just by saying those two little words, I can make your body respond to my will, and you will only be able to look on helplessly as it obeys. Doesn't that sound like fun? Wouldn't you like to find out what it feels like? Well, it's not actually up to you. So why don't you kneel for me? Pretty please. Oh, God. I love seeing you obey like that. It gets me all riled up. Oh, fuck. I'm so wet. I'm dripping. Look how slick my fingers are. I've got to get these fucking panties off. Oh. Look at me. Look at what you're doing to me. Make yourself useful, pet. Worship this pussy. Pleasure me. Pretty please. This tastes good. Wait. Let me hold my lips open for you. Make it a little easier. Lick my clit. Yes. Right there. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Oh, God, you're good at this. All right. Stop. You can get off your knees now. Good boy. I want to see that cock of yours. Take off your pants. Come on. I don't have all evening. I'll show you my tits if you do. That did the trick. Take your time. Don't mind me, I'll just finger myself while I wait. Enjoy the show. It'd be a shame if I came before you got your pants off, though. Nice. Shirt too. Get naked for me. Don't be so nervous. Nobody's gonna walk in on us. And if they do, well, I guess I'll have to hypnotize them too. Hey, I might be able to pull it off. I do have some pretty amazing eyes. Now, unbutton my blouse Yes, you'll have to take my blouse off if you want to see these tits of mine. Well, what's taking you so long? Oh, is it distracting you that I'm touching your cock? But it feels so nice in my hand. I just can't help sliding it up and down your shaft. Finally. So, what do you think of my breasts? Aren't they magnificent? You're looking completely transfixed again. I'm definitely hypnotizing you with my tits one day. Something to look forward to, right? I love my tits. And so do you, I think. But don't just stare at them. Kiss them. Pretty please. Yes, just like that. Give my tits the attention they deserve. Yes, you love my tits. You love them so very much. Keep going. Cover them with. I can't believe how sensitive my nipples are right now. Do that again. Do that again. Yes. Take it in your mouth and suck on it a little bit. Good boy. Oh God, I need to feel you inside me. Stop. I've got something more important for you to do. Go lie on the floor. I know it's a bare floor. It looks cold and hard, but it's really nice and soft and warm. Believe me. You're looking doubtful. Are you seriously going to try to disobey me? Just feel it. See? Told you. So perfectly programmed. Now lie down. Pretty please. I love that expression in your face when I'm making you obey. Oh, you should see yourself right now, lying flat on your back with your cock sticking out. So unmoving. Just a cock for me to ride. You make quite the picture. I'm going to mount you. I'll always be on top, you know. You feel so good. How's that, huh? Are you enjoying this? My pussy engulfing your cock the way my will engulfs your mind. Of course you do. Oh, but you can move now, pet. There. Doesn't that feel even better? Buck your hips against me. Follow my lead, my rhythm. Yes. Just like that. I'm gonna have to have you cum your brains out, honey. Make my hold over you even stronger. Making you train yourself is all well and good, but there's nothing quite like the personal touch to really get my hooks into your mind. You're mine, honey. Now and forever. I'm never letting you go. Your cock, your mind. all mine and your cum is mine too. It's not just your mind I can empty. How about I empty your balls too? Yes. Give me your cum. Give it to me. Come, Marie. To lie down for a bit. Let me get off of you. Oh, fuck me. That's cold. What's so amusing? Believe me, the floor is ice cold. Serves you right. Hypnosis is fun, though, isn't it? And you've seen nothing yet. I've got something very special planned for next time. Oh, you'll find out. Go on, get dressed. God, I'm such a mess right now. I really need a shower. Not that you're looking so much better. Oh, you worry too much. Nobody's gonna see us. Everyone has gone home already. I suggested that we call it quits early today. I can be pretty persuasive. But you know all about that, don't you, honey? See you tomorrow. Oh, and you still owe me that lunch date. You've been listening to Glitch, 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 Glitch. This one goes out with special thanks to Eli, good heckin' fuck pet. You should request more things from me, hon. Come again soon.